Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, and I'm with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio. And this morning we're waiting for the guest, Amanda Rose, to call in. She's with Pain Free Speaking. Sometimes life just has a way of getting in the way of life, and that just happens, and there's nothing you can do about it. But we're going to talk about what Amanda does. Amanda has, if you go to painfreespeaking.com, you'll see Amanda Rose and what she does. And it's about opening yourself up to have a better presence when you're speaking. And if you look at it, it takes the pain and the angst out of it, because people get all wrapped up in, oh my God, I got to do this, and oh my God, I got to do that. And really, all you got to do is be yourself and speak, and that's what's going, and that's what's happening. And speaking of Amanda, here she is.
Hi, Rob, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
You look very great today, by the way. You also look very wise, astute, and wealthy. How's that?
I love it.
Anyway, I want to introduce everybody to Amanda Rose. She's with Pain Free Public Speaking. And if you look, go to her website, painfreepublicspeaking.com, and you'll see
actually,
the radiance with it. What's
Rob,
that?
Can I? Actually, it's High Performance Speaking.
Oh, it's High Performance Speaking.
High performance
I have it right
speaking.
Here.
Yeah, the name of my book is Pain Free Public Speaking. That's okay. It happens because also people have seen my book, which is Pain Free Public Speaking. But my website is HIGH, performancespeaking.com.
Okay, because I got on your book one then. I had it printed out here. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
But anyway, you have some events coming up and in the very near future. Amanda, so when somebody comes to one of your events, how will that expand their presence when they're speaking to people?
Whether somebody wants to use speaking to grow their business, to have a greater impact on other people, to clearly communicate their message in a bigger way, speaking is an essential tool. You have to be able to communicate your ideas clearly. When somebody is passionate about something, and they share it with other people, it often doesn't hit home with the other person because of the way they deliver the message. It could be their body language. It could be the things that they say. So you really want to work on communicating your ideas really clearly. So you have to work on the delivery of it, how you say things, so that your audience really resonates with it, as well as how what you do with your body language, and also things like when you get to the end of your presentation, when you have a call to action, you need to know how to really inspire that audience to move forward with you. And those are many of the things that people don't realize they need to do when they're presenting.
You said something in their body language. How much presence is when you're speaking is with the body language almost more than the words?
It's a lot more. Think of how most people are visual. Some people auditory, some people are kinesthetic. So kinesthetic means feel. They get things by how they feel. Auditory, obviously, they hear, and they can pretty much repeat everything that people say. The visual, which is most of us, we take a lot on what we see. It's a lot more than actually the words that we say. So when somebody's thinking about communicating something, person's looking at their body language. They're looking to how what the words that you say and also the tone of your voice. Your body language is the most important one. So if somebody's saying that they're really committed and passionate and their eyes are doing something funky, that's taking away from their message. The audience is looking at it going, well, that's not, they're saying one thing, but their body language is doing another. I don't know what to believe. So what happens? The audience goes, well, I guess I don't know what to believe, so I can't believe them.
You know, in NLP, the eyes are what you watch because that tells you what it is. But in today's world, with everybody so focused on everything, how would coming to one of your seminars actually help people use their eyes and their body language to really express their point home?
Well, one of the modules that I teach, there are several different modules that I teach at this. It's called Six-Figure Irresistible Speaking. That's Six-Figure Irresistible Speaking. And someone can look that up real quickly at sixfigurespeaking.com. That will take you right to the event page, which is sixfigurespeaking.com. And that's the number six. So when it comes to, you know, teaching about body language and that aspect of presenting, it's not just about what not to do. It's about what you need to do as well. There are certain things, just like you know from being an NLP practitioner and an expert in that area, there are things that you need to do with your body that help bring home your points. They make them more powerful. Remember, body language is the number one thing that people are looking at when it comes to communicating your message. So you want to be able to utilize tools that help you really have a greater impact with your body language, as well as learn what not to do. I gave you an example. Many people sway when they speak. They don't even realize they're doing it. It's really common. They sway. They'll sway backwards. They'll sway to the side, to the right, to forward. People sway in all different directions. And typically, it's one or the other. And what happens when they're doing that, they're saying to their audience, well, I'm really uneasy about this. This is really uncomfortable for me. And the sad part is the speaker doesn't even know they're doing it. They're just unconscious because they're delivering their message. That's what they're focused on. They're not clear what their body language is doing. So I really wanted to make sure that in my training that I was not only teaching people how to utilize speaking to grow their business, to take their message and get it out there to more people. But I also wanted to give them speaking skills as well, because without both pieces, I believe I'd be doing them a disservice. You need both.
And that's absolutely true. I'm on the Six-Figure Irresistible Speaking live events. Amanda's got a live workshop in Hutchinson Island, Florida, April 23rd to the 25th, 2012. With an early bird special of $297. So would you want to spend $297 to have a six-figure income? That's your choice. To me, it's kind of an open thing. But when somebody comes to a workshop like this where you have them for like the 3 days, how do they learn more about themselves than they ever would before about their speaking talent?
Can you say that one more time? I'm sorry, there was a distraction.
Okay. When somebody comes to this workshop in Hudson Island, Florida on April 23rd through the 25th, how would they learn more about themselves and their own speaking abilities and inabilities all at the same time to expand their life just by being there for 3 days with you?
Well, one of the things that I am known for is to bring in the personal development side, the spiritual development side to speaking. So they're not only going to learn skills, they're going to grow as a person. So one of the things that we work on, which is my first module on the General Mission Day, is how to handle the negative speaking and business mind chatter that keeps you stuck and stops you from making fabulous money. Because when it comes to speaking, people often, all their stuff comes up. You know, they stand in front of a room, all their stuff comes up, whether it's not being able to share with an audience, their the power of their message, they play smaller when it comes to a call to action, they get stuck there, you know, what do I say, how do I say it, how do I not seem salesy, speak to the heart, all their stuff comes up. So I wanted to make sure that we not only address the speaking, that I only not only address the speaking skills, but I also address the mindset part of it. Because if I give them all the tools and they haven't shifted the mindset part, they're going to go home and do nothing. And I want to make sure that they go home and they apply everything that they've learned and really go out and play at a bigger level. You know, go out and have a greater impact. Speak to more people. Have more people move forward with their programs and services.
You know, everybody says public speaking is the biggest fear, but it actually isn't. Wealth and success and attaining it and having the presence of wealth and success is actually the biggest fear, because Amanda, we've never been taught to be wealthy and successful. We've always taught to be something else. And what I just heard you say, if somebody comes to that, they're going to overcome their fear of wealth and success. And then the third is public speaking, because the fear of public speaking is within you. But the fear of wealth and success is in the DNA.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all have experiences in our life that, you know, create who we are, and have an impact on us. And so it's taking those negative experiences and turning them around. You know, we all have the ability to turn them around. I've had many things that have happened in my life, many. And for a long time in my life, I played the victim role, and until I really tapped into what I was here to do. And it was poor me. Look what happened to me. Look what happened when I was 14. Look what happened when I was 6. Look what happened, you know, I just over and over again, poor me. And so we can always have the ability to turn those experiences around. You know, that it's a choice. It's seeking out the help that you need to say, I'm done with this. I don't like playing small. I don't like having these blocks in my way. And realizing that you're here to do something greater. And so for me, I have had a complete shift in my life from where I was. Complete shift. I've done a complete 180. People who know me from a long time ago can't believe it's the same person. Because I was shy. I was really uncomfortable around people. Most people can't even believe that, you know, you were so shy. Look at you. You're not shy anymore. Well, that used to be me. I had money blocks. I mean, all of it. And just by continuing to work on myself, I've moved past those things. And I consider myself somebody who's really willing to show up in a bigger way so that I can have a greater impact on people's lives.
You know, you unhook the plow of disallow, you open your eyes to see the wealth and success flow to you.
Yep.
And the contact number is toll free to get a hold of Amanda and go to one of her seminars. It's 800-610-9056 or email at support@highperformancespeaking.com. And if you go to the website, you can scroll up and go to live event, and you can see the event in Hutchinson, Florida. And the thing for me is speaking and the way people speak, it does really begin the first part of people purchasing your product. Isn't that true, Amanda?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so when you, even for salesmen to come to the seminar, how could you open a salesman up to have a better speech and how to present their product better and open up their cash flow as well?
One of the things that I'm really known for is the signature heart story. It's one of my trademark things that I do, and it is about sharing a personal story with prospective clients, with your audience, that connects with them on a deep level. We actually spend an entire module on creating your signature story. There is nothing like that experience because it connects people on a very deep emotional way to you. Many people have heard the saying, you know, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And the reason they do that is because they feel connected to you. And the best way to do that is to effectively, and I'm going to say effectively, be able to share personal experience with prospective clients, with an audience that connects with them emotionally. Now, lots of people, well, they could tell a story. Anybody can. You're not blocked from telling a story, but can you tell it well? Can you tell it well so that it takes an adversity that you had and turns it into an advantage? It takes a tragedy that you had and turns it into a triumph. And I go through a whole process which helps you create your signature heart story. And in that process, you go through the steps. I show you step by step how to do that. So now you have a powerful story that you can tell. And you can use this process over and over again. I've had many things that happened to me in my life, and depending on the audience I'm speaking to, will dictate the story that I tell. Because there are different aspects of this, and we all have had stuff happen. None of us walk through life unscathed without some kind of a little bang here and a ding here and a really crazy experience there. None of us walk through life without those things, so it's taking those things and really learning how to utilize it to really connect emotionally and ultimately improve the bottom line in your business.
You know, you just said something really profound, and if people were listening, she gave you, Amanda Rose just gave you an insight to life. The life experiences you face are the ones that feature your blocks, because a challenge don't enter your life because it's mad. It enters your life because it loves you and it wants to see you succeed. That's all a challenge is. A challenge is unrefined wisdom. And I just got a new, and fear is just my friend expanding astute revelations, and that's what Amanda Rose just told you. And if you go to the website, High Speaking Performance, you go to our website, High Performance Speaking, and you look at Amanda's picture. I'm going to show you something you want to look for in pictures. Look at her eyes. They're clear. Her face is smiling, and she's open, and she's also got a glow of wisdom about it. And that's the type of people you really want to learn. You can learn a lot by pictures because a picture tells the aura. And if you look, it's all clear and it's bright. I just wanted people to see that. Now, Amanda, when people really come to this seminar in Hutchinson Island, Florida on April 23rd through the 25th, what will be the speaking, what will you be giving them to expand their life and open their enterprising eyes to see a better life?
A lot. There are so many things that I'm going to be sharing with them. What comes to mind at the moment is people don't really often know what's possible. So let's just use, I do have a premier day, which is actually teaching people how to go ahead and book speaking events, local, national. You can use it to schedule radio interviews. I teach a whole process and how to do that, and I make it so that it's step by step. I work on them with titles and taglines. So if somebody thought, you know, well, I really would like to either be a speaker or grow my business with speaking, on that entire day, with that step-by-step process, you're going to be able to go ahead and immediately find speaking events that you can speak at. And ultimately, what happens is you'll be able to have a greater impact. You'll be able to maximize your time and knowledge, time, knowledge, and energy, because instead of speaking to one person at a time, you're going to speak to lots of people at a time. So ultimately, what it does, it steps you up to a bigger level. You know, there are lots of ways to connect with prospective clients, but I think speaking is the best way, because you can take your information and then share it with a bunch of people at one time versus one-on-one. And think about that. It's really powerful. And the beauty of that is I look at it as people are kind of stepping out of the closet. It's kind of my phrase that I've been using lately, is like step out of the closet, because people are so used to playing at a smaller level. Once you start speaking, it's a snowball effect. You know, you start to have a greater impact on people's lives. People start to see you differently. People look up to you and are inspired by you. So everything kind of changes. You take your beautiful talents and gifts, and that's something we're going to really, one of the things we're going to focus on in one of the modules is what, you know, what are your talents and gifts? How do you incorporate that into presentations? You start really playing at a bigger level. And it might be scary for some people. Maybe you don't feel like you're quite ready to play at a bigger level. But the beauty of that is you can go at any pace that you want. You could, you know, leave that event and just go run with it and start going crazy and getting tons of, you know, book 4 speaking events per month or more. Or you could say, well, I'd rather just maybe do 1 or 6 times a year. I think after the event, you're going to go, maybe I need to do more than that, but you still have the option. So it really what it does is a catalyst for you to really play at a bigger level.
And so well, I heard you say, what I just heard you say, if you come to one of your seminars, you're going to step out of the cave into Disneyland.
I like that, because I'm a fun person. I get a little serious sometimes, but people know when you come to my events, I love to have fun, I love to laugh, and I love that reference. Welcome to Disneyland.
Yeah, that's what happens when you start letting go of the plow of disallow, you step out of the cave into Disneyland to play the world of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm hearing you say. So if you people choose to go to Hutchinson, Florida on the 23rd through the 25th, 2012, you can go to Amanda's speaking, highperformancespeaking.com, push on the live events and sign up for it. And it's a discount rate. And so who's going to win if you choose to go? You.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the thing about it is, Amanda, this is a question I really want to ask you. The world is changing, and it's expanding out of the working man world into the blue collar, into the entrepreneurial world where people have to open up and really start using their own talent. By coming to this, your seminar in Hutchinson, Florida, how will people open up their talent and their entrepreneurship to express their way to the world?
What a great question. I have many people come up to me, and I'll use one frame of reference for a moment, is people who feel like they have a calling to speak, and they don't know what their topic is. And what starts to happen is when you take a step, like registering for six-figure irresistible speaking, when you register for something like that, the universe, spirit, God, whatever you want to call it, acknowledges it and says, you're on the move. I'm going to start sending you some stuff. I'm going to help you. And there was a gentleman, CJ, who came through one of my trainings. He's in Las Vegas. Wonderful guy. And he was one of those individuals that I met. He said, I don't know what my topic is. I know I'm meant to speak. And prior to, you know, what happened, he's registered. And then prior to the time that he actually came to the live event, he had his topic. It came because he took a step. He knew he was meant to, he had a calling to speak, and he's an amazing speaker, and he had that calling to do it, and the minute he took the step, he started to get the support, start to show up for him and give him the direction. So that is a wonderful thing that starts to occur when you take a leap of faith. And I love that phrase, leap of faith, because I've taken lots of leaps of faith to get me to where I am today.
The leap of faith, I just call it trust my abilities in the moment, the same thing. But when somebody opens up to understand their calling, how does the world really, the walls just kind of fall away in your eyes?
I used to ask, what am I here for? And I would ask Spirit, God, my angels, what am I here for? And I hear teacher, and I go, well, wait a minute. I'm not meant to be a teacher. I had a degree in social work, and I was working for a nonprofit at the time, and this was prior to me starting my business in 2004. And I would hear, teacher. Go, no, I have dogs. I don't have kids. Teacher? No, not me. Come up with something else. I'd hear, teacher. Over and over again, teacher. And this is my calling. I teach. I'm a leader and a teacher. I didn't see myself that way back then. I didn't even see it as something possible back then. It was part of my divine purpose for being in this world at this moment is to do exactly what I do. And when you tap into that, your life, oh my gosh. I went from working a job that was okay, you know, it paid my bills, it wasn't horrible, you know, I didn't work crazy hours, it was okay on many different levels, but I wasn't happy. So I would literally drag my feet to work every day. My head kind of hung and my shoulders shrunk in. That was me. I wasn't happy. And then when I discovered what I was here to do, and I started to listen to that voice and telling me, this is what you're here to do, Amanda Rose. You are meant to speak. I started to acknowledge that, started to listen to that calling, and my entire life changed. There's nothing like waking up every day. There's nothing like working on your business every day when you are truly passionate about what you do. There's nothing like it. And then when you get testimonials and people, you know, rave about you and they share, you know, what impact you had on them, how much you've helped them, there's nothing like that. I don't think you compare anything to that experience in life when you're living totally your purpose. And that's what I want for people. I want people to realize that they are here to have it all. That means living their life on purpose, finding what they're really here to do, having all the financial abundance they desire and whatever that means to them, having perfect health. I believe we're here to demonstrate that all, everything, that we are here to have it all, the life that we are meant to live.
And that is very true. And, you know, the thing is the world is expanding out of the old and into the new and what the new is. But, you know, we live more in the misery of history and we're afraid of the mystery of wisdom. And that's kind of where, if you've been listening to Amanda Rose, she's taking the end of the mystery of wisdom. And the rose, Amanda, the rose part is rich, omnipotent, sapience, expanding the world, and that's what you do.
Oh, beautiful. May I borrow that?
Yes, you can.
I love it.
And the 800 number is 800-610-9056. And the email address is support@highperformancespeaking.com. And you can go to highperformancespeaking.com, click on the live event, and sign up for the seminar in Hutchinson Island, Florida on April 23rd through the 25th, 2012, to expand your life and open your enterprising eyes to see your prosperous wise expand your life. And Amanda, when somebody really chooses to start speaking, what's the first thing they really have to look at to let go of and expand into? What is the new they have to expand into?
If somebody's coming from a place of fear, I think what things you really want to tap into is, and we've talked about it, about really what your purpose is, having a burning desire. You know, in my book, and I've shared with many audiences experiences I had in grammar school with an entire class laughed at me while I was trying out for a play. Then the year later, they laughed at me as I was trying out for a talent show with my friend. And entire audiences, little kids laughing at me. And so I carried that experience with me into my adulthood. Why the heck would I ever stand in front of an audience? Why would I ever put myself in that situation? Because I had a burning desire. I had a huge desire to make an impact on people's lives. So I became unstoppable. So if fear is your thing, the thing that's getting at you, you really want to tap into what you're here to do, and we will be covering that at the event. And if you are currently speaking and you're not getting the results that you want, maybe people aren't moving forward with your programs, maybe enough people, you know, you're not getting enough people moving forward when you present. People are telling you they'll have a great presentation, and they all walk away and no one says anything. You got zero business from it, or maybe they, you know, they just told you it was great and you kind of felt like they were being nice about it. And most people will do that. They'll say it's great just to be nice. So if you're not getting the results that you really, really want, you have to look at what's not working. You know, is it, where is it? Is it in your delivery? Is it in the programs and how you offer them? Is it your signature story that's fallen flat? Is it your openings? Where are the missing aspects when you present? What's not working? You know, have you videotaped yourself? Videotaping opens up your mind big time. You can kind of see lots of things that you're doing. I would recommend that you seek expert help, whether it's me or somebody else, because if you're not getting results, then go to an expert. You can try to do it on your own. It can take you the long way, or you can seek out somebody who can really help you, whether it's me or someone else.
And that is very true. You know, another thing, if you want to understand how you're speaking and what you're saying, tape yourself for a while and listen to that after you're done, and I'll show you the words you're using and how they impact you, because the subconscious and the conscious mind have a different, every word has a different meaning to each one. And here's something that I've learned, and I'll share with you. Fear is my friend, expanding astute revelations, opening my canonized abilities to live my desired life because I chose to engage in who I am.
Awesome.
And that's what Amanda Rose is teaching you, is your fear is your friend, expanding astute revelations, opening your speaking abilities. And that's what Amanda Rose does. And she does it quite eloquently if you're listening to her voice. And Amanda Rose, we're down to about the last minute. Give the people some wisdom, and we'll close out the show.
So wherever you are in your life, I mentioned taking a leap of faith. I am exactly in my life where I am today because I put one foot in the front of the other and took a leap of faith. I didn't know where it was going to take me, but I took the leap of faith. Put one foot, see where it leads. Take it, put another foot in front of you, see where that leads. You don't have to have all the answers right now.
And the seminar is in Hutchinson Island, Florida, April 23rd through the 25th. There's an early sign-up special, and the call and the 800 number is 800-610-9056. And it's at support@highperformancespeaking.com, and the website's highperformancespeaking.com. Amanda, Rose, I really want to thank you and all the guests that were listening, and it was my honor and privilege to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping me have a bigger impact in people's lives, and thank you for everything that you do, because you are amazing.
Well, thank you, and I'll have you up. There will be a recorded part of this, and I will email it to you today.
Okay, great. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, and everybody have a good day and enjoy your day. Good day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. 7, 6:30, I'm sorry. Anyway, good day.